Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being hungry. Learning from the spiritual discipline of fasting, fasting from food, fasting from television, technology, social media, whatever it is that has a tendency to distract us from being with God. Creating a hunger deliberately so that we would seek God, so that we would listen and spend time and know the joy of being in the presence of God, even as we walk this earth. His presence is with us. His Spirit dwells within us. And sometimes we allow the stuff of this world to overwhelm our senses to the point that we don't notice. And so each day we're talking and praying about a different aspect of what this hunger for God created by spiritual fasting. Fasting with a purpose, a spiritual purpose. There are other kinds of fasts, and those can be meaningful and useful, but talking specifically about seeking God, taking that time that we would otherwise be spending eating or watching television or online or whatever, to be in God's Word, to be in prayer, to listen, and to know that He is God. So today we're going to be talking and praying about this hunger through humility and how God uses the practice, the discipline of fasting in humility, our humility, to help us draw near to Him. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 said, so there by the Ahava Canal, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. As Ezra embarks on following God's instructions, doing the will of God, of leading God's people, before they begin their journey, before they embark on this noble task, the return and restoration of Jerusalem, he proclaims a fast. A fast in order that they might humble themselves before God. It's one of the reasons we talked about Sunday, why God says in the instructions of Jesus, when you fast, don't make it obvious, but rather humble yourselves before God rather than lift yourself up before people. There were those, and there are those throughout time, that take spiritual disciplines of any kind and make a show of them and declare, look at me. I'm better than you are. I know God more than you do. I'm more spiritual. And God's feeling about that is very clear in Scripture, that He opposes the proud. But He gives grace to the humble. He lifts up the humble. And it's why it's important in any spiritual discipline, in fasting as well, that we do it with an attitude of humility. We humble ourselves. We say, God, I'm willing to go without things because You're worth it. We lower ourselves before Him. That's what humility really is. rather than exalt ourselves. And when we seek humility, we're more inclined to listen. It's true in our regular conversations of life. If someone gives you or I advice and we don't respect them, we think we're better than they are, we're probably not going to give that advice much weight, much credibility. What do they know? Taking advice, listening to someone, heeding what they say, requires us to lower ourselves in our mind so that we can elevate them. And so we go to experts. We listen to the medical doctor. There are times where we've Googled our symptoms so much that we think we know more than the medical doctor. And rather than humble ourselves, we exalt ourselves and argue. It doesn't mean that they're always right. They're human just like everyone else other than God. But when we do listen, it's because we've chosen a path of humility. We've chosen a path of respect and honor. How much more should we humble ourselves before God, who does know everything, who's never wrong? And in humility, seek to listen. Deliberately choose to set aside anything that would distract us. Deliberately create a hunger. He says, I need to listen. And as we lower ourselves in our own eyes, we exalt the living God, and He declares, He will lift us up. Lift us to Himself. Lift us to a greater understanding. Lift us to an ability to hear. Lift us to the position of being His child. And so we're hungry. And our hunger is expressed in humility. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be filled. But there are many times we miss them because we're not humble. We don't think we need anything. We've got this on our own. And we give all kinds of excuses not to seek You in humility. Reasons that we make up in our mind as to why we can't and we won't deliberately be hungry. And in so doing, we miss the great blessing of hearing from You in the way that we want to, in the way that we need to. And so, God, today I pray for myself, for every person hearing these words. Whether fasting is a regular part of our life or whether it's something we've not really even considered, that we would be inclined by Your Spirit to set aside something today that would grow in us a hunger, that in humility we would lower ourselves and lift up You. And because of that hunger, we would listen. Father, as we live life, remind us of those things that are distractions. Sometimes we just get so used to life, to the noise of life, to the excess of life, that we don't even think about the fact that we are distracted. We're not focused on you. And so may we humble ourselves today so that we can be hungry for you, knowing that in that hunger, you will feed us and we will be filled. And in that humility, as we lower ourselves, may we lift up Jesus at all times so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.